if I sound a little bit nasal, I'm working through a sinus infection. Though we do have a blog site where you can interact if you want to. Nobody's had the nerve of doing that, but you can make comments about the blog and I can answer your questions or comment back. There's a blog site for every class that we've had. And then there's also a recording for all of these classes, as well as recordings for all of the work that came in the book before this, the book of I Am the Word. Okay, and those are all available on a particular website. The Christ in Training website will actually get you to all of them. So you kind of plug into that, and there's a couple of tabs you can follow that will get to the blog site as well as get to the recordings. So that's probably the easiest way to do it, although you have to punch a couple of extra buttons. So if anybody, I've got that on a card here, if anybody wants that or wants to pass it along, feel free to do that, okay? Margo is here and she's well. We ran into a bit of a heating problem over the weekend. Our heat pump crapped out on, we didn't realize this, but it crapped out on Friday night. And so we woke up freezing on Saturday morning. And we could have called our regular people, but we have a home buyer's warranty. So we had to call them and they had to call somebody. And the somebody that they called, who was their representative in this area, was all filled up. So we never got anybody there yesterday. So we're hoping to get somebody there today. After about 4 hours of our heat pump trying to do something, it finally was able to flip on to emergency heat, which I know is quite expensive, but it's something. All right, so we've been running on emergency for the last, it got cold last night, but then it kicked back on again. So anyway, she's minding the store. I got to get out of here as soon as this class is over. I'm going to run home so she can come back here to do the healers group. Right. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right.
Goodness.
But life is good, even with emergency heat. Thank God for emergency heat.
Never heard of that. What is it?
Well, on a heat pump, you have kind of regular heat, which is where it just kind of does something with the air outside and changes it around, moves it in. And then it has auxiliary heat, which is kind of a little bit of an extra boost that it has to give itself. And then it's got emergency heat, which is just pure electricity. Uh-huh. All right. So fortunately, that part was still working. But it took about 4 hours for that to kick in. It didn't kick in until about 12 o'clock on Saturday. So we were walking around cold. Anyway, here we are. Thank you, God. To catch up, basic part of this chapter on traveling is really about getting a deeper sense of who we are. And that deeper sense of who we are is not a body, not a mind, and not a set of feelings or emotions, but we are essentially an energy field. And an energy field that is both created and influenced by thought. Okay? How we think. And how we think affects the world we see around us. That little quotation that I dug up last week, which has stayed with me, which I think is really, really important, is when you see the things around you, when you change how you look at the things around you change. And we can change that to people. When we change the way we look at people around us, the people around us change. So whatever kind of vibes I'm sending out affects everybody and everything. That's just another way of looking at it. You can't not exist and not affect every other living creature. Right. So the way I picture that, which really wakes me up sometimes, is an angry thought sent out there pinches my little grandson and hurts him. Would I deliberately sit down and pinch my grandson? I don't think so, right? But that's what happens. Are we willing to live with the consequences of that, or are we willing to change that one? I think that's really, for me anyway, that's where the challenge comes in. I don't know about you, but every day I survive here on planet Earth, I find more and more people to criticize. If I choose to do that. I mean, my list can grow. And right now what I'm really working on is shortening my list. I wish I could just throw it away, right? But I'm not that good yet, all right? So I had to go, okay, I will send that person love and light. I will send that person. And what I'm beginning to imagine or get in touch with is, and I'll shut up for a minute and get back to the book, is that certainly for each one of us, there have been times in our lives when we have lost the light. Would that be fair to say? Okay. And we have found it again. But we have only found it again because someone has held it for us. Maybe somebody we don't even know. Maybe some monk in Abyssinia. All right, who is praying and meditating for the lost souls in the world. Maybe that's what gave me the grace to find my own light back again. Okay? And so here's our turn. When we see somebody, and we don't have to make this into a judgment, when we see someone who we know has lost touch with the light, we hold it for them until they can find it for themselves. Are you willing to do that? That's our challenge. Not about judgment, not about, there's something wrong, not being better than. Someone has held a light for me when I lost it till I could find it again. Am I willing to hold that for others so they can find it again? And I'm not going to judge when or if they do. I don't know. On the external world, I have no idea how my thoughts might be affecting somebody, but I know internally they do. So what's the difference between sending, ain't it awful, or love? Because in this particular time that we are in, it's real easy to play, ain't it awful? Are we going to do that? And all that does is, and I, it takes me a while to realize this because I still get caught up in the game. All that does is create more fear. My fear creates more fear. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, of course it does. My fear and my sense of separation creates more fear and separation. Wow. Better not do that. I don't want to do that. I'm going to start at the bottom of page 236. And if you don't have a book, that's perfectly okay. That's why I read it out loud so you can listen and take it in. Now, when you are doing this work, always, 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 we require, we did the protection piece. Oh, I'm going to let that go. Now we will tell you this, top of page 237. What you are doing when you are hearing is you are picking up frequency. And that frequency then is translated into language for you and by your own system. Now we do that again automatically. Whenever you have prayed for an answer to a question or for guidance, the language we use is, well, I heard a voice or I heard something tell me to do, dot, dot, dot. What has happened is the energy of divine wisdom has translated itself into words in your mind so that you can hear them and understand them. Have you ever gotten an answer to a prayer like that? Do this, call somebody, all right? Talk to your sponsor, all right? Let go, surrender, whatever it happens to be. Right, that is the energy of the divine wisdom inside of you already translating itself into words that your mind can understand. Now, I know we probably never looked at it that way before, but that's what it is. Does that make sense? That's what we're talking about here, okay? The divine energy within you that is part of you does not need to use words, but it does use words so that your human mind can be able to understand that. It's, again, it's not Monty Python voice speaking to you in your head, right? If that happens, you know, we need a different direction to go in sometimes, okay? But truly, you know, when we say a voice spoke to me, that's what we're saying is that I am hearing the words of the divine energy translated into a language that my mind can understand. Thank you. The work of the last book and the work of this book have been to work with you to refine your frequency, to become aware of your own acceptance of your frequency as a divine being. Your own acceptance of your frequency as a divine being. And the benefits of knowing this are as follows. You can begin to experience yourself operating in different dimensions of reality. The exercises that we have given you for today have been about operating in other realities. Now, always understand this. You are not going elsewhere. I'm not saying, well, I'm here, I'm going to travel to another dimension. The other dimension already exists. Time and space already exist. Most of the time, we're just not aware of that. These other dimensions coexist with yours, the one you are experiencing right now. So, you know, we're having this class in three-dimensional reality. And yet we also know we are living in connection or connected to the divine presence, which is a whole other reality, a whole other dimension, which we don't realize all the time. I love this paragraph here. I know we did this last week, but I'm going to do it again. If you can imagine that there is a book that you are looking at, and you are looking at a page, and you are reading that page, but you do not realize that if you turn the page beyond, it is another page with new information. So instead of living our lives up, well, I'm on this page, this is it, okay? Of realizing, wait a minute, I can turn the page, I can turn back. I can read that over again. I have the right and the privilege to be able to do that. Oh, I must have been mistaken. I could see peace instead of this. Choose once again is what the Course says. Oh, I can flip back five pages ago and do that over, and I can do a mulligan in my mind. Okay? I just invented that. I can do a mulligan in my mind, okay? And it's perfectly legal. It's perfectly okay. In our first book, we spoke very directly about the paradigm shift that is occurring. And we told you that there is a frequency available now on this dimensional plane that is lifting you. And that the kind of growth that is available to you now may have taken many lifetimes to achieve. So we are telling you this. If you wish to take advantage of this shift and participate in it consciously, we will recommend that you begin to work with the identity, I am Word. And as you do this, you lift your frequency. I am Word through my body. We say this together. Word, I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. Word, I am Word. I am Word through my knowing of myself as Word. Word, I am Word. In the beginning was the Word. And you are the Word. All of this other stuff is window dressing. And as someone once said, until you recognize the divine love that you are, you still have work to do. Okay? Now my ego goes, oh God, please. And my soul is really excited. Oh, how much more can I discover that today? So which energy field are we going to plug into? The one that's, oh, I don't want to do this again. I can't do this again. This sucks, right? Or, wow, I've got more to discover about the divine self within me and within you. And all the illusions I have been attached to can begin to melt away if I give them the opportunity. Your abilities will express themselves based on your level of consciousness. And understand this, please. If you are not demonstrating psychically yet, there is more work to be done in consciousness. And as we, and by the way, psychically does not mean, you know, anything far out. It simply means, can you be aware of yourself more and more today as just energy rather than a solid lump of matter? Can you pick up on the vibrations in the room that you walk into? Can you get a sense of, let's say, talking to a friend or a relative on the telephone, where they are at in their lives beyond the words that they are speaking? All that is psychic energy, okay? It's not far out, it's not running out and buying a crystal ball and tarot cards. Yeah, I mean, you can do that if you want to, okay? That's not what we're talking about. As we have said before, this is not psychic school. The reason for you to understand what you are capable of is so that you can re-identify the self as a spiritual being who has an obligation to support his or her brother in raising their frequency as well. Or what we were talking about a little bit earlier about holding the light for them. Or seeing the light in them when they cannot see. How many times have people seen the light in you when you could not see it in yourself? Save my life. Okay. Save my butt more than once. This is how the change occurs. And these are the tools, very simply put, that will acclimate them as you lift to the new identity that is present for you now. We are each working with you as you request it to support you in this ascension. If you can imagine for a moment that you are lifting your arms to the sky above your head, imagine that they are being met as if from a trapeze artist who would lift you up to carry you to the next level of awareness. We are able to do this with you as you request it. We can't do it for you, but we can do it with you. We are not God. We are an aspect of God. We are an aspect of God as you are. We have been doing this a while, and a good long time, if you wish to know, and we are pleased for this opportunity to support you in this healing and lifting. By the way, that's their job. That's their learning lessons from what they are doing. It's not like, oh, let's help those poor slobs back on planet Earth. Okay. This is their work. You know, my work is being a teacher, but you teach what you want to learn, okay? So whatever it is they're teaching, they are learning on a whole different level. So it's not just that they're giving, they are receiving as well. We would like to thank you each for your attentions now, and we will leave you with this. I am word through those I see before me. I am word through all I identify with. And I am now learning that I am much more than my physical form. I am word through this intention. Word, I am word. Thank you each, and stop. Let's take a moment to do a little meditation around that, okay? So let me just take a minute to just relax, take a couple of breaths. And allow your focus to go inside. And to simply notice, as you begin to do that, you're not connected to identifying yourself with a physical body anymore. You are automatically in a different state of awareness. You still have a body. You still have a mind. You still have feelings and emotions. But none of those things are you attached to very much at this moment. So you're already doing this on some level of your being without even knowing it. And then let's suppose that you imagine someone in your mind that you know, who you have a sense with that they are in need of something. Healing, direction, solace, whatever it might happen to be. Now, you don't need to answer this question for yourself, but you can ask the question rhetorically. How do I know that? How do I know that energetically? And just become aware of that. Not the answer so much, but that you already do know energetically. And then what would it be like if you were to send them the energy that you sense that they need? And then for a moment, notice if there are any needs within you. For healing, for grace, for direction, for calmness, for centering, for balance, for whatever might happen. And then open up to your divine self. And allow those needs to be met. Just take that in for a moment. And then when you're ready to, you can take another deep breath, stretch a bit, open your eyes. Help is the name of the next chapter. I could not help but think of the Beatles song when I was coming across that. Which is real interesting. You might want to just check out the lyrics to that and see
what. Why don't you sing it for us? Why don't you sing it for us?
Not today. I don't have my band with me. Help, this is the chapter Help. And we will tell you what we mean by this. When you require help, your first impulse is to go outside of the self and to get a need met. Now we will tell you this again. When you are reaching outside of the self as a first impulse, you are usually requiring yourself to step aside and abnegate your own ability to get what you need. Now, of course, if your house is on fire, you call help. But you also douse the flame, if it's one that can be doused. So we are telling you this. As you choose your journey, we want you to get out of the habit of believing yourself to be in danger and requiring help from the outside. This is a paradigm that is serving to keep you in bondage to fear. Everywhere you look, you are told that there is danger forthcoming. Danger, Will Robinson. You have been told that you will be attacked. You have been told that the world will end. You have been told that your neighbor wants your money. You have been told if so-and-so gets elected president, .. And you believed it. Didn't happen yet, did it? But guess what my belief does? You playing it awful enough, it's going to get awful. Because you're creating awfulness. Whatever it is you have been told, you have ascribed to on a level of acceptance because it's out there and it's doing its insidious work to keep you in place. So somebody could come along and say, well, that hasn't happened yet. And you'll say, well, but. Did you hear what he said today? That's what it's saying here. Because, you know, it's like, you know, I can't not do that. I have to keep upping the ante. No, you don't. Whatever you have been told, you have ascribed to on a level of acceptance because it's out. It's already there. It's out there. Look at this. You're saying on some level of awareness there's no such thing as war. What are you talking about? Just look at the world. And until my mentality changes that there is such a thing called separateness, there is always going to be such a thing called separateness. But how can there not be? Look at this. If you can imagine that every emblem of fear that you have ever been told was there to keep you in control, you would be astonished at how small your life has become in response to this. If you could understand that your life is expected to be open-armed and welcoming, and that you have instead is a defended existence, we would show you that the way out is through the action of love, and help then becomes an offering and not a cry of alarm. I am a rock, I am an island. Do you understand the difference between an offering and a cry for alarm? Help as a frequency is meant to be a gift and a loving one. Help as a cry for support in danger is something very different. And we want to realign this word now for its truthful meaning. I am help. I am being helped. And I am supporting others in help and I am safe. I already know, we already know that we are divine awareness, that we are part of that divine awareness. Okay? But I also know that my knowing, speaking for myself here, I also know that my knowing is quite limited. First of all, I forget all the time. Okay? Secondly, even when I remember, a lot of the knowing is still up here rather than just here. Okay? And then there are those moments of divine knowing when my heart is literally open. And there is nobody and nothing around me that could possibly deny that truth. Now at those moments, there is no separateness that exists inside of me. I am one with whatever it is. I am. And so at those particular, and so we can translate this same thing with help. Right? My divine self doesn't need any help. Because it already is, right? The word already is. But my awareness of who I am within my divine self needs a little goose every once in a while. A little electric charge, a little jolt, a little reminder. Okay. There's a group of characters in Gulliver's Travels. They were the intellectuals, they were the professors. And they were so absent-minded because they were so lost in their heads that they had to have a servant walk along beside them with a clapper. And they would go like this. So when the guy was walking down the stairs, he would forget he was walking down the stairs. And he would kind of clap, wake up, right? Or, you know, ready to put his hand on the stove. You know, he'd clap this thing, like this bell by his ear, and you know, he'd kind of wake up and say, well, you know, there were kind of low boatloads of servants that had to keep doing that because, you know, after about 5 minutes, one would be exhausted. Another one had to take his place. Okay. So here I am in an awareness of my divine self, of the God within me, of the word that I am, the word that you are. Okay. And yet that awareness in my mind, in my heart, in my sense of who I am, is somewhat limited. What part of my job is to open that awareness even more. You know, it's easy to do that in here, which is great. It's great to practice where it's easy, like training wheels, okay? But then I go outside and my training wheels are off. Right? It's not as easy to keep my balance out there. So I might pick one particular circumstance or one particular person in my life that I can work on consciously. So whenever I have a negative thought about so-and-so, I am going to turn that around. I am either going to pray for them or I'm going to hold them in the light, or I'm going to affirm for myself that even though in my perception they don't know who they are, that they are a divine being and that they are unconditional love, whether they know that or realize that or not. And I'm choosing to do that consciously with this person. That's kind of one of those people I'm crossing off my list. So the more I do this consciously, the easier it is to do. Bless you. The belief in safety is what we started this text with. And we are returning it to it now on a larger level. Your identification as a divine being, which has been commenced and is being engaged now in frequency, gives you a certain responsibility to the planet. And when we say the planet, we simply mean existence, those who live here that are seeking to become awake. Okay. So that's, you know, the ego would say that's the bad news. The more awake you are, the more responsible you are. Okay? But responsibility does not mean a load here. It does not mean a burden. If you take a look at that word very simply, responsibility is the ability to respond. Okay? Do I have the ability to respond to you in love? Right? No matter what might be coming out of you. And I do have that. I know I have that. I know you do too. That's where it comes from. And I want to throw this in because I might forget it. I think it was in the first book, I Am the Word, where the guys were speaking, and I believe they used the word help. But if you ever need some help or assistance, or if you ever want to experience our presence closer to you, all you need to do is say the word welcome. Welcome. I love that. Okay? That's been really helpful to me. All you have to do is say welcome. And that means a number of things. One is I recognize their presence to me, for me. But also, like that thing on the trapeze that's going to be talking about, you know, I can get the help that I need because I am open to it. Right? If somebody says, I cannot do this for you, I will do that with you, it certainly doesn't mean I can't pick you up. I will pick you up if you let me pick you up. I will raise you up if you let me raise you up. If you give me permission to raise you up, I will raise you up. There's another song you can listen to. You Raise Me Up?
Yeah.
Okay. Click on that one once in a while and recognize that only happens through our awareness or through our permission. You know, I could be sitting here for the rest of my life. Remember that poor slob in the Gospels, in the Pool of Shiloh, I think it was called. And the legend went that if anybody went in, an angel would come down and stir the waters. And if somebody were sick or ill, if they went into the water, they would be healed, right? And this poor slob had been sitting there for years. I don't know what else he did, but he's been sitting there for years. And you know, Jesus said, "What are you doing here?" He says, "I don't have anybody to put me in the water." Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you want to go for a walk, put your shoes on. Okay. You know, Jesus kind of went past that one, you know, and said, "Okay, let's get through this one, all right? But let's stop feeling sorry for yourself because there's nobody to put you in the water, right?" You might have to ask some. I would have loved to have heard that conversation. Because I think the next line he said, it wasn't recorded, was, "Well, have you asked anybody?" I remember Marion Williamson was talking to somebody and somebody who had some real problems, and Marion Williamson said to her, "Well, have you prayed about it?" And she said, "Well, God knows I need dot dot dot." And she said, "That's not what I asked you. Have you prayed about it?" "Well, God knows that. That's not what I asked you. Have you prayed about it? Have you asked for help? Have you opened yourself to that? Or have you just sat there knowing that, well, God said he's going to help me?" Well, yeah, God's going to help you if you ask. "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find." Get off your ass. Get off your ass and ask, okay? Right. Okay. The purpose of being awakened is to become a way shower. And as you become aware of your own dominion of yourself as a divine being, your obligation is to teach others the same. Now, that doesn't mean you have to get a soapbox, doesn't mean you have to invent a class like I did, right? But we teach primarily through example, and not just example in the material world, but through the energy that we're holding on to. How do I affect all those people that I'm going to be passing by today? By the energy field that I am in and that I am radiating outwardly. Now you can teach through sharing this book with a friend, or you can simply teach through how you navigate yourself in your existence. As you demonstrate your own ability to stand in the light, to stay in knowing, to recreate those aspects of the self that have stood in fear into love, you become a living self-decision activated as word, and as you do this, you call to others in frequency that you would help. That's a rather convoluted sentence. I'm going to read that again. As you demonstrate your own ability to stand in the light, to stay in knowing, to recreate those aspects of the self that have stood in fear into love, you become a living self-decision activated as word. And as you do this, you call to you others in frequency that you would help. Now, this design can happen on two levels. You can do this with your brother, and you can do this with your town, or you can do this with your country or your world. I am word through all that I see before me. In your imagination, most likely, you are seeing a room of people. Hello, everybody. I am word through those I see before me. Let's broaden it for a moment. Now, you don't say that out loud. Then guess what? Hey, I'm word, man. Right. You can if you want to. Might get crucified. That's what happened before. Let's broaden it for a moment. In your mind's eye, imagine that you see 100 people. 100 people you have known or may never know. I am word through those I see before me. And allow the frequency to do what that frequency does, which is to realign the energy systems, or seed them, if you wish, into the frequency of word. I am word through those I see before me. So when I say that, when I affirm that as being the truth, I don't do anything else. You know, I don't try and manipulate, make sculptures out of other people, and you know, you're going to do this and you're going to do that, or you're going to feel this and you're going to feel that, and this is going to happen, this is going to happen. I let the divine energy do its work, because the divine energy knows how to do its work much better than I do. The I that I'm talking about, the I that, the kind of the personality Jerry Boylan I, right? The divine self within me, which is the same as the divine self within you, and the same as the divine self within everybody, knows much better how to work with that energy than my personality self does. So once I connect with it, I let the energy do what the energy needs to do. It's like if any of you have ever been involved in energetic healing, one of the things we were taught in Reiki and Healing Touch, was the energy goes exactly where the energy is needed, not where you think it needs to go, right? And the energy is going to do exactly what it needs to do, not what you think it needs to do. Well, I think it needs to get rid of that cramp in somebody's leg, or this or that, or whatever it happens to be. That might or might not be true. But as soon as I become attached to that, guess what happens? I might have initially been this great big wide conduit of loving, healing energy, and now I've become attached to where it's going to go and what it's going to do. All of a sudden, the funnel, comes down to about a pinhead. All right. So I'm not trying. I'm saying, I am word. I am a conduit of that divine energy. I don't know what it's going to look like as it moves through me and touches whoever it touches, but I'm going to let the divine energy do what the divine energy needs to do. And I am releasing all other possibilities. So when Francis prayed, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, he didn't say, and this is what it's going to look like. Because if it doesn't look like that way, it's not working correctly. Okay? That's my mind, that's my personality self jumping into the picture and doing what it thinks it needs to do, and that is probably control things that don't need any controlling. My divine love, my divine energy does not need to be controlled. It needs to be open and released. Now we would like you to imagine 1,000 people. I am word through those before me. And 1,000,000. I am word through those before me. And 100,000,000. I am word through those I see before me. What you intend with this is that 100,000,000 will become activated into a frequency that will realign them into their own knowing of themselves as an aspect of the Creator. How their systems choose to operate with this must be in accordance with their own soul's will for them. You do not proselytize, do not force. The energy does the work. I am word through all that I see before me. That's just a marvelous paragraph. Could you close your eyes with that? I just want to read that again and let that sink into all of us. And you might practice this a little bit today. What we intend with this is that 100 million will become activated into a frequency that will realign them into their own knowing of themselves as an aspect of the Creator. How their systems choose to operate with this must be in accordance with their own soul's will for them. You do not proselytize, you do not force, the energy does the work. I am word through all that I see before me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen.